The following segment is from Monday Football Monday on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
But does Derrick Henry matter?
He does. Like, I think running backs don't matter unless you have an elite one or you have a group with, like, nobody that's solid. I think you understand that with the whole Zeke situation. You've had that conversation ad nauseum. But at the same time, the quarterback is the most important position in the NFL. And if you're telling me that it's not Aaron Rodgers or Patrick Mahomes, I think you're crazy. Because the Titans' offense is very successful. It's not just because of Derrick Henry, though. Because Ryan Tannehill has had a real big year, too. So he might not even be the most important, even with the 2,000 yards, might not even be the most important offensive player on that team, let alone the league. I mean, come on.
Ooh, that's a sizzling take right there.
Some people call you Music City Mike, Kist, because you are quite popular in the streets in Nashville, down in Graceland, the Grand Ole Opry. Yee! Michael Kist loves him some Tennessee Titans. Michael Kist spoke with Buck Rising from A to Z Sports Nashville to talk about the AFC South champions. Let's hear from Kist and Buck right now on Monday Football Monday.
The Titans clinched the AFC South. How did it all go down there at the end, Buck?
Well, it was completely improbable because I joked earlier in the game in the first half that, you know, why not let Deshaun Watson and the Texans have a few more scores to let Derrick Henry try and get 2,000 yards, to let A.J. Brown try and get 1,000. But it came down partly because of sheer incompetence on the part of Mike Vrabel to go for it on 4th and 11. Completely ridiculous. Tannehill gets sacked. Deshaun Watson marches right down the field, gets a touchdown, brings it within 10. And then the defense in the first half for the Tennessee Titans was pretty stout. They got pressure. They got a turnover. They did all of the things that normal defenses do to be able to stop competent NFL quarterbacks. And then the second half, they just completely pooped themselves, for lack of a better term, allowed Watson and the Texans to get a lead. And then by the grace of the football gods, Derrick Henry, Ryan Tannehill, and A.J. Brown, a 52-yard completion with 18 seconds to go to set up the thick kicker. Two C's on that. Sam Sloman, the COVID replacement, for a 37-yard chip shot. A made field goal, even though it doinked. And the most improbable AFC South champion I think any of us have seen in some time.
All very normal stuff when you look at what has happened for the Texans this year, and the Titans are the recipient of the good fortune on that, and Deshaun Watson losing another game he had zero right losing. So there's that. But so now that the Titans are the 4 seed, and we know this, heading into the playoffs, let's take stock of the strengths and weaknesses of this team. Sell me on the Titans being capable of a serious run. What is it they do well?
They score. They score early. They score often. They came into this game scoring 30 points per game. They put up 41 yesterday. It's the fifth time they've done it this year. It's the only reason, outside of the turnover differential, one, they don't turn the ball over on offense, and two, they get turnovers on the opposite side of the ball, but they score at an incredible pace, the likes of offense that we have not seen here in Nashville, and they do it. There's been 5 games that they've been held scoreless in the first quarter. They lost 4 of them. If you can do that, you can beat the Tennessee Titans, but it's damn sure hard to do that right now with all the weapons that they have on the field. Corey Davis had a terrible night with the drops, but even he has arguably been their best receiver. Derrick Henry, Tannehill, A.J. Brown, Jonnu Smith, Corey Davis, the list goes on and on. What they do well is score, which is not something that you could have said about the Titans early on in my tenure covering this team.
Yeah, we had talked about this earlier in the season, how they're a different team that can actually compete in boat races now, which is a great thing. And yeah, they put up points, which is not what you think of when you think of like a run first type of team, but they are certainly doing well on offense part, and of course because of offensive coordinator Arthur Smith doing a bang up job there. Let's flip it. If the Titans fail to make a real splash in the playoffs, based on what we've seen this season, what weaknesses will likely be displayed and be their downfall?
A lack of pass rush and third down defense. It's been abhorrent. It's been historically bad. It has been quite literally nauseating to watch at times when you're watching 85-year-old Brooks Reed just get laid down on the turf by a backup left tackle in Houston. Now, they ultimately got pressure in this game, but they had 15 sacks coming into week 17. They miraculously got 3 in 1 game. They are the playoff team They are the first team to make the playoffs. This is from Ed Werder from ESPN. The first team to make the playoffs with less than 19 sacks. They are one under at 18. And the third down defense has been historically bad. They were five. They only allowed Houston to convert five of their 12 third down attempts last night. That has been not at all the case throughout the course of the season with teams not named the Jacksonville Jaguars and Mike Glennon. So I would say to you, if they fall flat on their face, it'll be the fault of the defense on third down and in the pressure department specifically.
Make sure you don't miss our next conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL Show wherever you get your podcasts.